I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop of a Lavender Town radio tower, it is the non-sexical Pokemon podcast, Paco!
And welcome to the 257th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. Haha, see you radio. And I'm here today with my wonderful co-host,
Shamu.
And Gator.
And we are here to bring you the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a awesome name we came up with in 2007. But of course, if this is your first time listening, we are more than just a Pokemon podcast. We are also a Pokemon community. You can come to PucklePodcast.com and hang out, battle, trade, play some Pokemon cards, Pokemon cards, whatever you want to do. We hang out. We have fun. So check that out if you're interested and you like us.
I'd like to point out where it's only Pokemon cards if you're over the age of like 50.
And as we're wont to do. Let's talk about the Pokemon stuff we did this week. So what'd you guys do?
The only thing I've done is the demo. That's about it.
I mean, that's understandable. We'll go into way detail with that. Like, you dug into a lot of numbers.
I mean, I'd like to preface this to say we're going to be, like, spoiler-free.
Oh, yes, we are spoiler-free. We are spoiler-free today. We are not going to be dropping spoilers.
So,
yeah.
If you can't find it in the demo, and I don't mean the demo data mine, I mean like the just sitting around playing the demo, then you don't have to worry.
Yeah, we're not going to drop anything.
The only thing we're talking about maybe is like the Greninja stats, if you're really like...
Well, that you can find out. Stuff. That you can find out.
Yeah, you can find out yourself, but like we're just going to talk about actual base numbers and stuff, and that's about it.
That's
fine. So if you don't want to know what the base stat totals are of stuff that's in the game, then...
Like of Greninja just, specifically.
Of this Greninja, one Greninja specifically, then feel free to tune out. We'll give you a big loud spoiler warning before we start talking about it. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Also, wait, can I do one like really tiny spoiler warning? Snag already did it on the website. And I absolutely love it.
What is it?
That there's no Alolan Charizard.
Oh, yeah.
I know this is super disappointing.
It's the sarcasm is just dripping. But anyway, this week in Pokemon, I actually did some stuff. I've been a lot more Pokemon active lately. It's weird. I'm usually the one that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, right. You've gotten like way into it lately.
I know I'm kind of in too deep at this point. so like I've been playing TCG. Obviously, we're having like a little unofficial tournament that one of our members is organizing. So that's getting all started today. So if you were like, oh, I want to do that, then, well, too late. You should have been a part of Puckle TCG on Facebook. If you were, you would have seen it. So we're all doing a pack buy-in, and then, you know, we're going to distribute packs based on, like, first, second, third, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting. And then this week is all of the pre-release for Evolutions, which is the new TCG set that came out. Yeah. Thatch had... I think you went to one today, didn't you, Thatch?
Yeah, I did go to one today. Actually, that's why I'm recording so late today.
All right, well, we'll let you talk about that in your little This Week I Did segment, because I didn't get to go to one, but I will probably sometime this week or next weekend. But the coolest Pokemon thing I got to do, besides playing the demo, was last night I went to a place called Kissimmee Lakefront, where it's like the mecca of Pokemon Go in like a 50-mile radius of me. Like, it was like a 45-minute drive to get there. But I got there. First off, I couldn't meet up with the person I was meeting up with because she had run off to go to the Chansey spawn, and I missed the Chansey spawn. If I'd have got there 15 minutes earlier,
wait,
I'd also...
Wait, so how did you find out about this place?
Because the person I went with is the league organizer I go to. Oh,
okay.
So she's like, yeah, I go there every like Saturday night, and it's great. And her name's Heidi, and she's really awesome. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, come on out. So I finally did come out. Missed the Alakazam if I'd have been 15 minutes earlier. Missed the Chansey. But I ended up with like a Machamp, a Magneton, a Blastoise. Wow. I went from zero Pikachus to three Pikachus, Shellder, Charmander, just all kinds of stuff I hadn't had before. So I'm like plus 15 new Pokemon.
Wow.
At level 24. Like, I was at level 24 going in, and I still found 15 new things.
That's
nuts. This place is crazy. It was so awesome. So if you live in Central Florida, Kissimmee Lakefront Park, head out there on a Friday or Saturday night. There's lures set everywhere. There was still like hundreds of people like when Go started. Mm-hmm. It was insane. It was so cool. So I think I got a little bit more spark back for Pokemon Go.
Ooh.
If I'm going to places like that.
Yeah,
that
no, awesome. I think that's going to be what it's going to turn into eventually. Like, that's kind of how Ingress is. You kind of just find a bunch of people that, like, still play it. Well, not still play it, but it was a much more niche game.
Yeah, like, it's much... And anything's more fun when you're doing it with people. Like, that's why we started Purple. Like, you want to have people to play this game with and, like, appreciate with. And, like, Heidi was, like, the whole time just, like... I'd be like, oh, my God, I haven't caught this before. She's like, yeah, I got four of them evolved. And I was like, oh, come on. She's like, are you going to come out the lakefront? This is what I've been telling you. So hopefully awesome. I can be a jaded person with my completed Pokedex. Only care about catching like the good IV Pokemon eventually. Like, that's what I hope. I'm aiming for it. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's good. That's too good. That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. Like, she was awesome. Had a great time hanging out. I thanked her for her like letting me in on this, and I'll get to see her tomorrow because I have a league challenge coming up this week.
Oh yeah.
So playing more Pokemons. I've been on the Pokemans lately, guys. The Pokemans
getting them championship points.
I got championship points. Oh, I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Since I've been on the show last, I was at Orlando Regionals.
Oh, did you get championship points when you were there?
Yeah, I was in the top 128, so I got points.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
So out of the largest Masters tournament we've ever had so far for a regionals, 612 people showed up. Mr. Maximus came down and hung out with me, and he did side events while I was competing in the tournament. It was like 9 rounds. I went 4-1-4, which was just good enough to get me into the slot for number 125 out of 128 that got points. So
how many points did you get? Like,
I think I got like 12 or something. Like,
that's
12
not
or 16.
Bad. That's something.
It's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, just get on the board. Only 488 to go to Worlds.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's at least enough for Nationals, isn't it? Like, if you go to Nationals, you can compete, I believe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't need championship points to participate in Nationals. Well, it's not Nationals anymore. It's
Continentals.
The main Continentals. Yeah. But I thought you needed like 5 points or something to compete.
No. That was last year.
No, those are play points.
Oh.
Play points and championship points are completely different.
Play
points are your participation trophy. You know, like I've already got 5 play points just because I go to things. You know, and
see, I don't because I don't go places.
Yeah, you
like
should
to,
you should go socialize with not me because we live too far apart. But yeah, so my week in Pokemon, I didn't do too much other than the demo, like Shamu said. But I did go to a pre-release today for Evolutions. This is like super TCG heavy right now. This is very uncanny for this not the norm for this podcast, but, I went to the pre-release. Evolutions is an awful set.
Whoa, okay. So let me preface this by saying this. If you don't know anything about the TCG, Evolutions, what they did is they took all those first like base set cards and reprinted them and like buffed them up a little bit to make them better. So if you want to go play Pokemon like you did back in the day, like that's at true. Recess, go to a pre-release event like now, like next weekend. Look and see where they're having it at. And you can build a deck with your Charizards and your Blastoises and like pure nostalgia. Like it's sweet, but there's nothing like great competitively. But you can still play other decks that are bad relatively with your bad deck and have a good time.
Yeah, no. I mean, the art on the cards is really cool. And it's a very fun set to look at. Very nostalgic. But playing it is just so slow. Because the TCG used to be based on, like, Stage 2 Pokemon. Like, and now it's just not. Absolutely not. If anybody pulled an EX, they were going to win. If anybody... if anybody got Mewtwo, they were probably going to win. And so that's kind of how that works out. It's a lot of stage three stuff you get. I got the Gyarados pre-release pack. So I was running. Yeah. So that wasn't fun. And they also, the pre-release packs are very like unbalanced. I feel, or not, they're just not very good in getting the promo card going like they typically are. Because typically you'll get like, at least like, if it's a stage two Pokemon, you'll get 2-2-1 as your line instead, and instead this time they're doing 1-1-1.
Oh God!
Yeah, so it's awful.
That is horrendous. Why? Yeah.
I don't know. It's just So it's
even
just,
like
wasn't
a 2-1-1. It's a bit more understandable, but like 1-1. Oh no! It's like a one chance.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I think out of the three games I played, my Gyarados was prized twice.
Oh,
and so it did not go well, but I mean, but pre-releases are literally just for having fun. I want to make
throw
that out there, but
yeah,
because that's all I went in there to do is just go play, look at the new cards, just go play the game a little bit.
I'm just thinking maybe like we had too much fun with the Fates Collide one at National.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're a blast.
That was a blast. That's still my highlight. Just that Tyranitar. I love that thing so much.
But yeah, that's what we've been up to. Let's kick it on over to the news, guys, and we'll let everybody know what's going on in the world of Pokemon. So cue the epic music. And welcome to the news. So, in the news, there's been some stuff that's happening in Pokemon this week. This is the most recent. Nico Nico, the program that shows Pokemon stuff off every Sunday. It used to be called Pokemon Sunday, and then Pokemon Get TV, and they just changed their name once a year to confuse me. And so they actually got to play some of the game right now, and they show a few things, first of all, that we didn't know prior to this. We got to see Illima's trial, so the first trial captain, which has you look around for Alolan Rattata, and you get a Z-Crystal when you're done, and it also confirmed that there are going to be 7 trials total in Pokemon Sun and Moon. Boom. All officially revealed. No spoilers. And then also it was, this is just a tiny feature. But whenever you catch a new Pokemon, the Rotom Dex will actually inform you what percentage complete your Pokedex is, which I guess is kind of
that's
nice.
Gonna get annoying. That's
it is, right?
Yeah, that'll be very annoying early. Like,
well, it could just be like a single line, like, oh, your Pokedex is 45% complete, and then that's it, you know?
Well, come, like, what is it, January when we get the access well, to the bank, it's gonna be like 100% complete, because I'm just gonna throw...
Oh, absolutely. Because you just take your living dex and you just dump it in. And
exactly. That's the plan. I'm so lazy. Like, the living dex, you're like, everybody's like, oh, it's so hard to do a living dex. No, it's because I'm essentially lazy. I don't want to catch all those Pokemon again.
It's totally worth having a living dex. I do not blame you whatsoever. I do not blame you whatsoever. But that's pretty much what's going on. We got those, and I think it's really cool knowing that we have 7 trials. I think that's a little bit different. We'll see how the game shapes up, obviously. We have, like, 3 weeks.
We had 8 gems, but now we have 7 trials? What is this?
Yeah, they're just downsizing us.
Lazy.
By Gen, what is it? By Gen 14, we'll only have like one challenge, you know?
Let's be honest, Gen 14 is going to be like a mobile app, so.
Pay to win. It's got like mobile like transactions.
It's going to cost you one gold star Pokecoin to move on to this next feature. So, and it's going to be on the Pokemon Switch. And
oh, God. The Nintendo Switch was revealed.
No. This is the Pokemon Switch. They're going to like completely customize a whole new console, and it's going to have a cell phone in it, and it's going to be great.
Oh, man.
They're going to bring back the Pokemon phone.
Listen, Gen 14 is 20 years later, so 20 years from now, I see it.
I could. So speaking of which, small transition, very quickly, because this is not an industry podcast. The Nintendo Switch was revealed earlier this week on Thursday. It looks cool. They are developing Pokemon for it. The Pokemon company confirmed that. We don't know what kind of Pokemon it is, so yeah.
Oh God, please no Poke Park 3.
I hope it's Poke Park 3 for your sake now.
All right, for your bingo cards, what if it's a Pokemon battle simulator?
Whoa, I didn't say that. I think it's going to be more, I mean, I'm hoping this does kind of like replace the 3DS. And then maybe Gen 7.
Yeah, kind of.
Gen 7, or Gen, not Gen 7, Gen 8 is on this. I mean, there are rumors that it could be just a port of Sun and Moon as well on the Switch, which is fine with me. I'm down with it. One, because it's going to be easier to stream. Two.
Plus two.
It's going to be you can play on the TV. I mean, and then I don't need Pokemon Stadium X. I've got real Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Like, you can just, like, because how it works, last I checked, it's like kind of like the Wii U tablet, but like it's just one or the other. But I don't know if you can do both of them at once. That's the problem.
No, you can't do both at once, no.
Because if you did both of them at once, then you wouldn't be able to do it exactly because you need the bottom screen to select attacks. And
Maybe, yeah.
Unless they change it in a certain way. That's my only thing I'm thinking of, like.
I don't care.
Well, they might. They might, because I think they mentioned, or maybe not. But they tend to like to make the previous generation compatible. So they might still make it some way like that, so you can still play Wii U games.
I don't think
that's
so.
Maybe, I don't know.
But yeah.
You never know, though.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Okay, moving on, because we're not an industry podcast.
That's you.
We're not. But Alolan Persian was officially revealed after much speculation of his existence. Because Alolan Meowth was a thing. So everybody say hi to Garfield.
It looks like it swallowed a Beedrill.
Yeah, it does. I really like to think that Alolan Persian, much like Alolan Raichu, was influenced by the things it ate. But instead of eating sweet fluffy pancakes, it in fact just started eating lasagna and disliking Mondays. And that is how we came about to Alolan Persian. That is how it evolved.
I love Alolan Persian, or that I can't speak.
Alolan Persian. Yes.
I love this thing so much.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just love it.
Shamu's a big fan of the Pokemon in this generation, so.
That's fair.
Oh, I am, actually.
I'm very excited to see what's going on, because we don't have like Pokedex information. This was revealed because it was on the cover of an Alolan Pokedex guide.
Yeah,
that is coming to Japan. So,
oh, speaking of, did you guys see that Pokemon that showed up on the side of the TCG box?
Oh yeah, it was leaked by Amazon because Amazon's bad and should feel bad. We don't know. It's just like purple and blue, and it looks underwater, so it's probably a water type of some sort. It's got like spiky things on it too. I can see it being water steel.
I think it's like a Fierchen. Yeah. Like Fierchen or something. Maybe water steel, water grass, something like that. Because it is plant.
I think it should be water steel because other than Solgaleo, I don't know any other steel types that were introduced this generation.
I understand that too. I'm not disagreeing. I just think like it could be water steel, water grass. Because it looks like a Fierchen or some sort of underwater plant.
Yeah.
You got to kind of have that like. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So,
well, considering we're not an industry podcast, this might be a little off topic for you, Thatch.
Okay.
But
There is a Pikachu Mario crossover that's happening right now.
It's
in Nintendo Japan, and it's pretty amazing.
To be fair, it's not like a game. It's just like this awesome artwork. There's like Mario and Luigi Pikachu plushes, which are, I think are adorable.
And there's game boxes.
Yeah, it's a very cool like art trend. And you know what? I would be totally down if they came up with like a 4-level game where Pikachu plays as Mario.
They even took like a screenshot of like a Mario level and replaced all of like the Mario villains with Pokemons, like Landorus for the Cloud Guy, and like Bowser being replaced by Blastoise and that kind of deal. Like, go check it out. Go Google like Mario Pikachu crossover and see all the cool art and stuff that we can't have in Japan unless we want to send Scrawn a bunch of money.
I assume we'll get something like it. We've been getting a lot of their art trends lately.
I don't know. They tend to keep the weirder ones to themselves. Like,
that's fair. But we got, like, on the PokemonCenter.com, we got all of those Pikachus dressed as Megas. And I think we'll
get... Yeah, we got all of those little...
I wouldn't be surprised if the Pokemon Center does put something up with this, with, like, Mario and Luigi dressed up Pikachus.
I just want that deck box and the sleeves because it's awesome. They're official Pokemon, so that means you can use them in tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be really cool. I think one last thing before we move on too much, let's see. I had it in my head, but
movie?
I lost it. Yeah, the movie. So Pokemon, the first movie, if you live near a Cinemark theater, is going to be playing, this weekend on October 29th and also, I believe, November 1st. So you can go check that out. I think I already looked up my local one. It is a one-time event that day. Mine is particularly at noon. You get to go see Pokemon, the first movie. Ethan is actually coming down to come and see it with me. So, expect some shenanigans. I think that's also the day that the Puckle movie night is. So Ethan and I are going to be like hanging out together during that at the same time.
Oh, you guys could record it in the movie theater, because that wouldn't get you a bunch of hate at all.
Yeah, right. I want to know how many people are going to it, honestly. I have not heard of this being publicized anywhere other than like the Pokemon Twitter. And
I've seen it in places. I've seen it on Reddit and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's some word coming out.
I would definitely like to see how many other people are going to it. The last time I saw a Pokemon movie in theaters was more recent than it should have been. It was definitely back in 2011 or 2012. Whichever year the Pokemon Black and White movies came out.
You mean you were in college and an adult when this happened, is what you're saying.
Yes. More importantly, I went with Misty. She came with me. We went to see Pokemon White or whatever, the one with Reshiram in it. And we went and saw that in theaters. And we got like a giant Victini card. You got like a lot of stuff for going. It was really cool. And I mean, we were definitely the oldest people there by ourselves that weren't like accompanied by a parent. But I assume this is going to be slightly different because this is Pokemon, the first movie. And I still hope there's a grab bag.
That's not happening.
Tickets are super cheap though. They weren't like the standard movie ticket prices. They were like $5.
Because I can go watch it off of like Kiss Anime or KissAnime.com
right now. But it's in a movie theater, and it's awesome. And they're airing the short. You get to watch Pikachu's Vacation.
Yeah, that's pretty short. I like that one, so.
That's like the good Pikachu short.
Yeah, it is.
We don't speak of the other Pikachu shorts.
No, we don't. All right.
Well, what about the Ludicolo one? The dancing one?
No. Okay, we're moving on.
No.
So, lastly, some Puckle news. If you're participating in the Generations tournament, good for you. How close are we to the end of that, Shamu?
I have no idea.
Okay, you need to update the bracket.
I did, actually, just like now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, I got a result, so I had to fix that. I think we're... Well, that's finals. I think we're in, like, the quarterfinals, I think. It's still a while to go.
That's not bad.
A lot of people got narrowed down, though. So I think we got, like, 8 people.
Yeah.
I believe.
That's good. Well, good to you all for playing the game and doing well. So also, if you haven't already, fill out the Puckle survey. There's one more week left on that. That is PucklePodcast.com/survey. I think that one's to feed the doors that Jushiro is hiding behind. In addition, if you haven't already, please review us in iTunes. We are currently sitting at, I believe, 231 reviews. If we can get to 250, we are more than happy to release a Pokemon game show podcast. So,
but more than once. It's not like we're gonna. This is a one-off deal. This is going to be a monthly thing.
Yeah, it'll be a monthly thing. Yeah, we're looking for another monthly podcast, and we think this might be it. So we're gonna hopefully be doing that. You just gotta give us those reviews. It is currently sitting at 231, so only 19 to go. So keep her up. We're getting like 5 a week. Hopefully we get some more. But all right, so moving on then, guys. We are going to take you guys to the Poke Quiz so we can quiz you guys on Pokemon. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where your host, or your co-host, I should say, will get quizzed on their Pokemon, innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, you guys have to lower your browsers and lower your internets and stuff like that. No phoning a friend here.
All right, let me just close out of Hangouts right here. And
you guys get to go ahead and answer the questions. You're going to get 5 of them. One of them is going to be worth 2 points, and we'll see where we can go from here. Of course, you guys are competing to see who, the first person that gets the 30. And we are competing for an exclusive Puckle hoodie owned by nobody because it doesn't exist yet. But you'll get some exclusive Puckle swag if you win, if you're the first one to 30. Currently, Jushiro is in first place. So let's see if anybody can overtake him or at least tie him up today. So let's get to it, guys. Are you ready?
Born ready.
Okay.
All right. So question number one, I'm going to pitch you a softball here. What is the only mythical Pokemon obtainable via breeding? And of course, you have 1 minute to do this, and you have a hint as well.
Fionn.
It's Fionn.
That is correct. Fionn is the only mythical Pokemon obtainable via breeding. You can get it by breeding a Manaphy with a Ditto, as well as breeding a Fionn with a Ditto. It is very odd. Nobody understands why it's happening. Actually, its mythical status is debated.
If you guys listen to the TCG cast, that was our question last TCG cast of Pokemon 15 questions. And I'd like to say that Sublime and I nailed that in like 4. So... that's just slacking here.
Moving on. So that's 1 point for you guys. All right. So let's move on then. Question number 2. What dragon type Pokemon evolution line contains the only 2 dragon type Pokemon contained in the Bug Egg group?
Is it?
That's a Flygon.
Flygon.
Flygon,
yeah,
line. Because I've a Brava and Flygon are both classified as Bug, I believe.
Are you sure? 100%?
Well, what are the Dragonite? My Dragon? You said what Dragon evolution line, right?
That's the whole line. Yeah, that's true. I just want to make sure our ducks are in a row.
Because I'm just thinking other Dragon line. It could be 1 or 2 evolution too. It doesn't have to be a 3 stage. But I don't think there's any of that really fit the category then.
Than those, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I just want to make sure we're not jumping it right out of the gun. You know, if we have a minute to think about it. But yeah, I tend to agree. It's the Flygon line.
All right, is that your final answer?
Yes.
I want to say yes.
All right, Flygon line is correct. Vibrava and Flygon are the only 2 Dragon type Pokemon contained in the Dragon type A group. So good for you guys. All right, so we're gonna step it up here. This next question is worth 2 points. You have to name both Pokemon lines here. 1 point for each line. In Generation 4, there was a lack of fire types prior to the release of Pokemon Platinum available in-game. What were the only 2 fire type evolutionary lines that you can obtain prior to the Elite 4?
That would be Rapidash and Ponyta and the starter, Infernape.
Gen 4 is over my head, so
I use the Rapidash, and the only other option is Infernape.
Is that your final one, answer?
But yeah. That's mine.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't play Gen 4.
That is correct. It is Rapidash and Infernape. You guys are going. That's 4 points right now. These questions were apparently...
I just knew Rapidash because I had a level 70-something one during my Platinum playthrough before I actually even beat Elite Four.
All right. So that's 4 points. Okay. Hopefully these next questions are at least somewhat more difficult for you. So question number 4. What Generation 2 Pokemon is classified as the Kite Pokemon and can be seen as a parallel to Skarmory?
The Kite Pokemon.
Is it Gligar? Or Gliscor?
I don't know.
When did...
I don't know. I don't think it's Gliscor. I think it's like the Bat Pokemon or something like that. With the question, what 2 Pokemon or what Pokemon?
No, just what Generation 2 Pokemon.
Oh, Generation 2 Pokemon. Oh.
Yes.
Is it
Mantine?
It's Mantine. I think, wait.
Or Mantyke?
Mantyke's not Generation 2. Mantine is Generation 2. I'm just trying to run through all of them.
Is Mantine Generation 2? I think so.
I think it's Mantine. I don't really think of any other option that would make sense for the Kite Pokemon. Plus, Mantine had that design anyways. So I'm going to go with Mantine.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Mantine is the Kite Pokemon and series of parallel Skarmory. They are both version exclusives, both flying types. So that's good. Okay. So that's 5 points for you guys there, and you still have the hint.
All right, Shamu, we're stumbling through this. All right.
So question number 5.
I think we don't have to do that.
The last question you guys have here. What fighting type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Hariyama?
Wait, what would you say? I think it's cut out.
What fighting type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Oh! Okay, it's either Hariyama or, I think it's Hariyama, though. Let me see.
Like, run it through your head.
I'm trying to think of any other that are.
There's
high.
Not, like, any legendaries or anything like that, or are we counting, like. Do we count that, Thatch? Do we count Megas and stuff like that?
You can, yeah.
Megas don't have higher HP.
That's just always included.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if Megas don't have higher HP...
No, then they won't be the same. I think it's Hariyama, actually. Because I remember something from a while ago, so...
Should we use our hint? Are we doing that thing where we get a bonus point if we don't use our hint?
I think I'm going to until we hit 30 points this time because I broke the rules the first week.
I want to try to go in without using the hint.
Yeah, but I mean, if we miss it, we don't get any points.
Well, if we use it and we get it, don't we lose the bonus point? Is that what I'm hearing? Or did
I... Yes.
So we can gamble here.
We're going to get 5 points even if we use the hint.
No, we get if we get it right and use the hint, we only get 6. If we get it right and don't use the hint, we get 7. But if we use the hint and get it wrong, we get 5.
I'd rather just stick with Hariyama.
You think? I mean, that's what my first thought was too, so.
I'm going to need to
Sure, Hariyama. Hariyama.
Yep.
That is correct. So you guys just did another perfect score on Puckle Pokey Quiz. Apparently these questions were too easy.
Did Chambu and I get this perfect score the first time too?
No, it was somebody else. It was actually Jushiro and Bo. Wait, no, I don't remember.
No.
Maybe.
I was the first person to get a perfect score.
Never mind.
With
somebody.
Oh, no, it was me and Gator got perfect before that.
Yeah, it was me and Shamu.
Okay, so let's update the rankings here.
7 points for Gator. Thatch started this. We started this episode before we got recording. He's like, you might be able to tie Jushiro today. You share today.
Okay, so here we go. Let me total up these new points here. Okay, so we have a new point standing and a new leader. With 16 points, and in first place we have Gator. In second place with 15 points, we have Jushiro. In third place with 12 points, we have Dr. Shamu. In fourth place, we have Bosefus with 10 points. In fifth place, we have the fluffiest Whimsicott with 9 points. In sixth place, we have Professor Snag with 5 points. And in seventh, we have Mr. Maximus with 4 points. So there we are now. We're only halfway there, though. Like, nobody, it's still anybody's game.
I gotta say, though, with that trivia, that last one, I'm surprised you used that Pokemon, because I gave you that one trivia before.
Did
that,
you?
Yeah, I gave you a Hariyama one before.
I don't know. I don't remember.
And you changed it. It was too complicated.
All right. So that is it for Pokemon Spooky Quiz. Tune in next week for another exciting episode. We are going to take a short break, guys, and we will come back at you with the topic.
Hey, it's Thatch, and I wanted to let you know how you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can come to PucklePodcast.com, where we have a chat box and forums where you can talk to many other Pokemon fans who also listen to the show. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on our Twitter, liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our subreddit, and following our Tumblr. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, though. It helps us find more people to come and hang out with us, and we can have larger tournaments because of it. And if you're feeling generous, we also have a Patreon, where you can donate in return for some awesome rewards. And as always, thanks for listening, and for all the support you give us. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And on to the topic, and the topic today, of course, is going to be the Pokemon Sun and Moon demo. Bum-bum-bum! So, of course, like every other, well, not every other Pokemon game, but Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, we got a demo here. So, except this one was much worse. We got a data mine that revealed pretty much all the Pokemon in the game. Of course, we are again not discussing this, so
just saying it exists.
Do not fear; we will not ruin the Pokemon for you.
If you do want to ruin it for yourself, though, it's pretty easy to find. You can just Sun and Moon data mine on YouTube, and it'll go there.
I think
it is worth talking about. Yeah, I think it is worth talking about, though, like the general idea of the data mine, like what. Like, Game Freak tried to hide all the information, like they really did, but then like they scrubbed out all the sprites and everything. They had all the information scrubbed out, but then they left all the shiny sprites in.
Yep.
So they found all of the Pokemon, like shiny sprites. So we knew what the Pokemon were, and then they were like able to dig deeper and inside and find other stuff, like find all the images for all the items and. It was ridiculous. Game Freak did such a bad job hiding everything.
Yeah, I just really hope that this doesn't ruin our chances of getting another demo ever again.
I mean, they did it with Oraz too, so it's not like they didn't expect it.
Oraz wasn't as bad, right? Because they weren't going to show any Pokemon. I think by the time we saw the demo, they actually revealed all of the megas that were coming
out. Or just one or two we got. That was something new or something like that.
The only thing that was revealed with that was Hoopa Unbound.
The only thing that got revealed in this data dump either, though, as far as Pokemon go, there's probably there's maybe 10 to 15 Pokemon we haven't seen before-ish.
Hashtag spoilers.
I would say about 15, maybe a bit more, actually.
I mean, is it really spoilers? We kind of have an idea there's going to be 100-ish Pokemon per generation.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I honestly don't mind smaller generations like this either.
I want
well thought out Pokemon.
I don't want Basculin, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want Basculin.
I don't even want to talk anymore because I don't want to get too into detail with this.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely mention it after the fact. We'll talk about things we learned from Sun and Moon.
Yes, absolutely. I should announce this, obviously. But Puckle, always when there's a game release, we get together and we do a 2-hour live show of us playing the game pretty much after it comes out. And we just kind of hang out and play the game.
Last episode was us telling Shamu to shut up because you spent the 18 hours before we recorded just playing the game. So he was super far ahead of everyone else when we were playing Oraz.
When you were all doing it, I was on the... I think I actually beat the Delta episode by the end of that cast.
Yeah. No. That was by the next cast, because that cast, you already passed Malville. You were already past New Malville, and you were doing all that stuff. You just got the Latios, and you were look at what I just did. And we're Shim, shut up. We're still in Gen 3, we're still in the second gym.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, so no,
I
it's,
think,
it's a lot
I
of fun. Wait, calm down. I need to tell people when it is.
No.
So it's going to be November 22nd. Around 2 p.m., we'll get that time solidified for sure, but I'm going to say it's the 22nd, or not the 22nd, November 19th, around 2 p.m. Eastern. So please check that out when you, if you can. If not, it'll obviously be uploaded the Monday after. But we're super excited about it, and we're going to put that show out for you guys and talk more Sun and Moon when it's released. I'm sure we'll all have good times and good things to say. Okay, so back to the demo. Lots of things happen in the demo. You get handed an Ash Greninja, which I know Shamu has lots of words on. And
I was hoping that would make it get like unbanned, kind of like maybe something,
but not at all. Ash Greninja, and you get some items, and you go through an adventure. But we'll let so very briefly. Then we can talk about Ash Greninja. We can talk about a few of the other things that were revealed through this and some events. You get to go through a baby trial where you take some pictures of Jangmo-o and Hakamo-o. What was really cool is you actually got to experience a totem battle, which I thought was really cool. I don't know how you guys
experienced
it. I thought that was very neat to just get like a taste of what that mechanic's like.
Yeah, I was just hoping for more like Ash Greninja action, but like literally every trainer had like one Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
and then like the totem battle. Got two. Oh, it's already game one. Like turn two, it's done.
Yep.
Like, oh,
I don't care about any of that. I got to ride around on the Tauros. Like that's all I did for like most. Right. I rode it in the town too. Like as soon as I got the Tauros, I didn't stop riding the Tauros.
It's literally just the bike.
Having the bike.
And did you see? You get to keep your like Tauros gear if you go on top of the Tauros.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you'll pop up in the battle with the Tauros gear on. So probably if apply to like the Sharpedo one and the Charizard one if they're different.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really cool feature and some attention to detail it just puts it over the edge.
Definitely.
One thing I don't like though is they made it so that you don't use the D-pad anymore. The D-pad is your shortcut for your training Pokemon.
Yeah, it's the game actually. I don't know if you guys played this. You probably haven't played Yo-Kai Watch.
Nope.
I have played Yo-Kai Watch, and when you're running around town, it feels very much like the Yo-Kai Watch thing. And that's maybe just because there's no grid-based movement anymore. And that could be 100%
probably,
why.
To be honest.
But it's probably grid-based very similar.
A's to open doors, and no sitting on benches. This game is already trash. Like,
not enough benches. 8 out of 8.
7.8 out of 10. Not enough benches. Yep, that sounds about right. Oh man, there are a lot of cool things though. Other outside of this like little adventure you get to go on where you get to we can talk about Z moves here in a minute as well.
Oh yeah, there's one Z move we can talk about too because we know details on it now.
Yeah, we understand more about how they work, which I think is very important. And so I think that's very exciting. You also get a small encounter with Team Skull. I don't think it's anything very important except you get to meet them.
Yeah, and you kind of get to see what they have, but it's like you kind of already know what they're gonna have.
They have Donald Trump. and a Golbat. So take that for what you will. There's a few other things though. A lot of people when you talk to them say that there's going to be an event in a certain amount of days. One day after play, you can pick. Well, this is over now because it's already gone. By the time you listen to these, the first two are going to be gone.
How it works?
Yeah,
is when you start the demo. So if you don't have the demo, or if you delete it, I believe you can get it and then do the event a day after.
Okay.
That's good. It's just you're behind now if you haven't done it already. Mm-hmm. Essentially.
Yeah. So it says after one day you get to go grab some pretty wings from a guy next to a Pokemon Center. 5 days you get to speak to a girl southwest of the Haoli city. Because some character helped her when she injured her ankle. That happened today, actually, and it was revealed that it was just a Machamp, and it was very underwhelming.
Take
that for what you will.
I was hoping for some, like, cameo.
Yeah, right? I was just hoping for, like, an Alolan Professor Oak.
And when we say today, we mean today, Sunday, so if you guys are listening, that's already too late. Sorry.
There are going to be two more in 7 days from today, Sunday. Sunday, probably October 30th. Yeah, there's a man in the Taurus building who has something with his Pikachu's birthday. 6 days after that, You've got a police officer at the marina who says that there's going to be some apprehending of people there. I'm assuming that's going to be something along the lines of, hey, Team Skull Encounter Part 2.
Maybe.
That would be cool. Or it's a drug bust. One of the two.
Obviously, drug bust.
I like the latter, right? Everybody's down with the latter. Some real world hard hitting issues in the Pokemon Sun and Moon demo.
Sun and Moon's actually an allegorical representation of the meth epidemic in Hawaii. Pokemon's going deep this gen, guys. It's going in deep.
And then 6 days after that, you can go talk to a girl in the marina because she's going to be leaving Alola and needs support. I'm hoping that, like, I really feel like it's at least today. It's just a missed opportunity. I feel like they could have just set this up such that there were releases of just information in this demo, and that would have been really cool.
I'd like to point out also, we didn't mention that there's the mystery man. Doesn't he come back every day and you're getting three more star pieces from him?
I do not know.
I've never seen him.
I have seen him.
You gotta go talk to the girl, Shamu.
Twice.
So,
the girl,
like,
girl.
If you're on
the street, girl. Oh, who's the girl?
If you're looking at the Pokemon Center on that street, you go to the right and ride down. There'll be a girl that's, if you're like facing that right direction and heading that way, she'll be on your right,
mm-hmm.
and you talk to her, and she'll take you to this like little like island path up a mountain.
Yeah, I never found that actually. To be honest,
they call it Mahalo Trail.
I never found it.
You ride the Tauros up, and you tear stuff up, and then you meet the mystery man, and he gives you three star pieces, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Can we take a minute? And this is just like a very, very like this is an awful side note. Can we just talk about how lazy they seem to have gotten with like the naming of like locations? Because like beforehand, we had a lot of like Pokemon stuff based on like Japanese locations, right? But you wouldn't know based on the city names that it was a Japanese location. Like Kanto, you don't know from Saffron City that that's Tokyo, right? I feel like they're getting very heavy-handed, especially in these last two generations.
A little bit, yeah.
Because this one is just called, you have Ha'oli City. You have a lot of punctuation because it's Hawaii. And then you also
10 Carat Hill.
Yeah. And then in addition, you have Mahalo Trail. Come on. So, I think they're getting a little lazy.
Are they getting lazy or are you just getting more sophisticated?
I like to think the first one.
Listen, if we're going to talk about something on a serious note, meth really is an epidemic in Hawaii. So let's focus on things that matter. Okay? This is meth.
Pokemon doesn't matter, but meth does? What are we getting at?
Like, let's stop talking about meth.
So heroin's pretty cool.
Okay. Moving on. We have Ash Greninja, which has some new stats because it has the ability Battle Bond unlike any other Greninja. So when it KOs something, it like boosts Water Shuriken. And what else does it do? It just gains better stats. Shamu knows more. Go, Shamu.
So as far as I know, well, Battle Bond says that when it knocks out opponent's Pokemon, it changes to Ash Greninja. But then it just says Water Shuriken is boosted, so it's not really clear if it's boosted while it's an Ash Greninja or if it's just boosted in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, so once you knock out a Pokemon, you go to Ash Greninja. So you get 50 more attack, 50 more special attack, and 10 more speed. So
it's like a Mega.
Yeah, but much, you actually get more than a Mega, because you get 110.
How much does a Mega
like,
typically?
So you have 140, 100.
Hmm.
So you get a little bit more. But, 145 attack, 151 special attack, and like 132 speed.
They seem reasonable.
So essentially, you get a free life orb, which with no recoil. Actually, you get an extra one because you can put an item on still.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even need protein, really. Because what it comes down to is protein gives you stab, and then life orb gives you the extra bonus. But with the special attack boost and stuff, it's pretty much almost doing that for you.
Well, except for the fact that you have to, it's going to cost you, like, you can't switch in and immediately be good.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's fair enough.
You definitely have to set it up. But the really nice thing is, like, it could be, I mean, competitively speaking, you could use it as a as a revenge killer, and Water Shuriken's got priority, which is a very little known fact. Which is
not many people really use it. That's why. And plus, the game is special now. Attack. It's not physical.
Yeah, now it's special.
It would use physical, though. It's actually much more usable. But
yeah, so just, you have that.
You lose your protein. You lose like your type stab and such. But like with the plus 50 in attack and special attack, and essentially another item, it's plus more speed too. So you're not really getting outsped by certain things. Though it's mainly like scarfers and certain megas and all that fun stuff.
It's Mega Ray Ray. So okay.
Yeah, about that's pretty much what it is. It's like Mega Rayquaza.
Yeah.
If you switch into something you can Oko with regular Greninja, you're in business. Like everything's aces.
Yeah. And Greninja can pretty much Oko anything anyway. It just doesn't have protein now, so it's not 100% on a lot. Pomp, something's gonna get hurt badly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like,
but it's kind of frail.
You don't get any HP defenses.
It's kind of frail if somebody decides to hit you back, which is why I said it needs to come into Oko something. Because then it gets the... Go ahead, Shimu.
So even then, like, Talonflame.
Yeah.
You would outspeed Talonflame if you get the Ash Greninja.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah,
because if you have Water Shuriken.
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually outspeed it, and you might KO it.
Let's nerf
Talonflame. Maybe, depending on what build it is.
Let's nerf it. I'm down with nerfing Talonflame.
They already did that, though.
Yeah, no, I want to nerf it hard.
Like, with two other Pokemon. Okay.
I want to do it hard. Okay,
well, we have rocks, and we have the two deathling, or not, the two priority blocking things now?
Yeah, it's great.
So.
It's great.
The one of them is the grass type, I believe, so it's a little less than that, but.
Oh, nobody's. Right. If those Pokemon aren't good, though, they're not going on team, so I wouldn't call it the death of Talonflame just yet.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. No, you'll probably see the, was it Bruxfish?
Maybe.
If anything.
Moving on, though, you can also have some special occurrences in this game. Not only do you get the capture competition and get to break rocks with your Tauros for funsies, but you can, if you run around and just play this game for some reason, I don't know why anybody's running around playing this game, like, significantly. but you can get some random events to happen. First of all, on Fridays, Lily will actually show up and look at the stars, which look beautiful, by the way. And you will see her by the Pokemon Center, and she's talking to the Pokemon in her bag. And it's just like, what? And she doesn't actually say anything about what's going on. She just leaves. So that's nice. Just a nice peer into the story that Lily's got something in her bag. Which I think you can actually talk to GameFAQs about regarding the leaks, but I don't want to go into too much more about that.
Actually, a Reddit user called what it was like back when she first appeared in the trailer and the noise was making in her bag. So, interesting.
Yeah, so your mother will actually show up on Tuesdays coming out of a shop. If you run it, you can run into her and just random things.
You can run into her at the Welcome Center, too.
Yeah, as well. Dexio and Cinna will show up in the Pokemon Center. As a reminder, they are the characters from Pokemon X and Y and were Professor Sycamore's assistants. And we'll show you Mega Evolution of the Zygarde Cube in Pokemon Sun and Moon. And they just hang out and they're on vacation. Yeah. On Sundays, Hao will be in the game at night and he'll come and have Masalata with you at the restaurant. Whatever Masalata is. Does anybody know what that is?
Probably don't know delicious. What it is off the top of my head.
I don't think I've ever had Masalata. I will look into that.
If this is
I haven't either. We both spend a Y, so.
I wonder if it's just salad. No, it's a real thing. Masalata is a donut.
Oh.
It's just a donut. You know what? I'm down with my character going to get a donut. I'm down with that.
I don't want to be stereotypical, but there was a donut thing right next to the police station. Or, like, close by. Like,
that police station is really cool, actually. There's a couple things that are really cool. One, there are a lot of parked cars.
Like, the little... Yeah.
And two, you do have that police station, which they have some really cool dialogue in. I think this is really cool compared to, like, our typical Pokemon game right now. Right now, it feels much more city.
They're not Officer Jenny's, though, so...
That is upsetting.
That's irritating. That's getting away from canon. Just saying. And, like, the Nurse Joy didn't even look like Nurse Joy.
No. Oh, the Pokemon Center thing, though, when you heal your Pokemon, looks really cool. When, like, your Pokemon show up in, like, full sprite form, like, in the back when they get healed. I think that looks really cool. That's just, like, a really dumb thing, though. Also, Alolan Dugtrio was revealed this week as well in the demo. Because sometimes you will find a girl on the beach, and she'll let you use your Pokefinder to look at Pokemon. And you can zoom in on an Alolan Dugtrio, which is just a Dugtrio with hair. Which I think is really goofy. I don't know.
It's probably gonna be a fairy type, though, in all actuality.
You think it's a fairy type?
Like, that's all I can. Maybe
that would be really cool. I'm down with a fairy type Dugtrio.
I'd like to point out that it's actually a thing. Why it has the hair? Because everybody's really hating on it, but somebody figured it out. It's called a Pele's hair.
Okay.
There's these fine threads of volcanic glass that are formed when a spray of lava droplets like cool really fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it gets caught up on like power lines and rock formations and stuff like that, and it's yellow.
That's really cool.
So Pele's hair is actually a thing. So Dugtrio is not just like, it's not just kidding. They're not just fabulous, messing with you.
Not Fabia.
It's really cool. So it's a thing, Dugtrio. And if you look at the ground around it too, it's like all lava looking.
Mm-hmm.
So that like supports it as well. So. I'm down with a low and Dugtrio. That's neat.
So the last thing, and I want to take a few minutes to talk about, just very quickly here since we're almost out of time, but Z-moves. I did say we were going to talk about this because we did get some more information about how these work, and it's really important from a competitive standpoint, whether you're playing VGC or OU, to understand how these work. And so what's really cool is that Z-moves are based off of a move that your Pokemon currently knows. So it just kind of enhances a move. It will pick up whether the move is special or physical from the move you base it on. So two of them we got to play around with were Pikachu, or just the electric type Z-move. You can catch a Pikachu in the capture garden where it will know Nuzzle and Electro Ball. And you can also play around with a Pikachu that knows Thunderbolt in the demo as well. And they actually have different base powers. Like the Thunderbolt has 175 base power and it's special, while the Nuzzle one has a base power of 100 and it's physical, which is, I think, really, really good news just seeing how these moves work, because Protect may very well be a viable option to stop these. And even then, is it worth your item to go get a 175 base power from a Thunderbolt just for one move?
It's worth it for my Hyper Beam.
Honestly, things might start running Hyper Beam again just because of that. You know?
Yeah, because I think it's like.
That is.
That'd be very interesting. I think, was it Thunderbolt? Went up to 170, I think.
175, power. That's what I just said, yeah.
That was the math.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And one thing about Gigavolt Havoc, it can't miss.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know about other ones, but at least. We know that they have special effects.
Yeah, I don't know if it would work or not. But this is good news because it does restrict you. Like, you're not going to be seeing a lot of Pokemon using very strange Z-moves.
It's not going to be spammed. It's not going to be something that's spammed a lot. You might see it here and there, maybe, depending on the team.
I don't think it'll be... exactly like you just said. I don't think it's going to be on every team. I think it'll be not a very niche, but it'll be one of those things that isn't necessary, like Mega Evolution turned out to be.
Yeah. Like, you'll see certain Pokemon. Oh, like Sylveon probably, because like, oh, you can get Hyper Voice Pixelite plus Z move.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll work though, right?
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like it would, because Pixelite treats it as fairy.
Pixelite does, but will the Z move treat, or the Z crystal treat it as fairy? It's a normal type move, you know?
That is true too, though, yeah.
There's a lot of questions there, still to be answered, but I think this is just is good for the meta, knowing that Protect can probably work.
Yeah, like I'll see Protect a bit more often to scout out stuff,
which is really
probably,
cool. I'm very excited for that. Just going to a more defensive meta, you know.
Yeah,
that's and one terrible. Thing that's that sounds terrible to meta, me.
It got super hyper offensive, so I'm not gonna complain if it becomes a little bit more defensive.
No, I hate games that take forever. I'd rather them go quick. I don't like 40-turn games.
Oh, no. I don't think it's going to go 40 turns. but I think it's going to definitely
you might be a bit more protect stall, I'm thinking. Like, yeah, with protect leftovers type thing.
Yeah, nobody's running protect. You might be a bit more of that. Nobody's running protect for one thing. They're going to run protect for several things, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But,
we'll see.
Speaking of the meta, though, there's one other thing that we have now, which is very nice, but, paralysis got nerfed.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Instead of 1/3 speed, you now have go to half speed.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much just like, so it's not that bad. So you can still outspeed some things, but not everything.
Yeah.
And
you said Thunderbolt got
nerfed as well to 90% accuracy.
Or Thunder Wave.
So it's more like I thought Thunder Wave.
No, we said Thunderbolt. It's awful. We're bad people.
Oh yeah. God.
I was going to say that the nerf is necessary.
No, it is.
Thunder Wave changing to 90%. So, like, T-Wave Clef Keys can't, like, just own you anymore.
Togekiss? Togekiss.
Oh, God. That thing's in low ladder so much. It's stupid.
and then having paralysis only be, like, slow you by 50% instead of 25. That some Pokemon that are super fast are still viable with a paralysis. Like,
it doesn't 100% kill your speed tier.
Yeah. So, like, if you're going against a Ferrothorn and you're a Talonflame, you're not necessarily like going last. Yeah. So,
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And then essentially too, it's become Will-O-Wisp really, but it's a little more accurate.
Yeah.
Like 5% more accurate than Will-O-Wisp. So it's like, that bad.
I think it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be it's a positive change.
Definitely.
And we're gonna complain about it in like 5 weeks. Moving on then, guys. I think that is it for the demo. We are gonna take it on over to the Pokemon of the episode after this short commercial break. So we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Oh jeez, my mom's possessed by ghost Pokemon, and I don't have insurance to pay for an exorcism. wait, who's there?
It is I, Pumpkaboo Pete, and I believe I can resolve your problem.
You can perform exorcisms?
No, but I can offer you an effective yet slightly costly insurance plan.
Oh, okay.
For just the cost of 50,000 Pokemon dollars a month, you and your loved ones will be insured in the case of accidental death or dismembership by ghost-type Pokemon.
But I wanted to get treatment for...
But that's not all. Sign up today and receive a free Pumpkaboo Insurance bumper sticker.
I don't see how that's helpful.
Pumpkaboo Insurance, where if the ghosts don't kill you, our rates will.
And welcome back, guys. Here is Pokemon of the episode. We have National Dex 382, Kyogre, the Sea Basin Pokemon.
According to its Alpha Sapphire Pokedex entry, Kyogre is said to be the personification of the sea itself. Legends tell of its many clashes against Groudon as each sought to gain the power of nature.
All right, so Kyogre, I'm not going to be able to give you an OU analysis because it's obviously an Uber. but I can give you some VGC analysis. First of all, Kyogre was part of the World Championships team this year by Wolf Glick. And that's really fun. There's typically only one set you're going to play with it, VGC-wise. You have an option of, like, two move swaps or something like that. So Kyogre, you're going to definitely run with the blue orb because you're going to run Primal Kyogre for that rain. That rain all day. And it actually pairs really well with Rayquaza because of the ability to still take out Groudon if you switch in for the airlock. You can run with it Origin Pulse. The downside there is that it's got 85% accuracy. But you can run Water Pulse because typically Kyogre is going to run faster than your Groudon, than the Groudon that are out there. And you can typically get an attack off, especially with some good speed control and support. Then you could run Ice Beam out there for coverage, hopefully hit something. And then you can also do, Protect, because it's VGC. but the other option is Thunder. Thunder's a really good move. You get the 100% accuracy in the rain, and you can hit other Kyogre for super effective damage. And it typically does without investment at over 50%, so it's a two-hit KO on an uninvested Kyogre. And that'll get you started on the ladder.
I mean, it's a good.
I'll give you a few things for Uber though, if you want.
Oh, do you know a good set for Ubers? Go for it.
A little. I just know kind of how it ran, like okay, a couple ways you run it.
I'm curious.
I know before Aura, there was like a Rest Talk set. You would just kind of like be a bulky wall, and you just kind of like Rest Talk. Mainly, it's just like a special attacking, like special wall.
Yeah,
but it just kind of varies on what you want to run. Like, it's not like Lugia where it's just like, okay, I have multi-scale, I toxic you, and I just sit here and be a pain.
But well, now it's going to be different, though, because of the Primal, you know?
Primal, yeah. I think it's mainly a special attacker now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get the rain, so you get essentially, like, 50% bonus just, like, water now. So you get, like, Origin Pulse, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like a heavy hitter, I think.
That's fair.
I'm not 100% sure, but this is just like...
People typically run the Rest Talk set, apparently, looking into it right now, still with the blue orb.
Yeah. Okay. It's probably good.
But you can also do a Calm Mind set as well.
That's something too, yeah. Because you can't run Scarf anymore because of the blue orb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Scarf Kyogre, actually, R Sigma, when we went to our premiere challenge, like, back in April, he ran Scarf Kyogre and placed second in that premiere challenge, so...
Oh my god.
Probably it does so well. Coming. It was hilarious.
Oh my god!
Because because premier challenges are typically, well, they used to be at least best of one, so you can like run gimmicks like that, and so he did really well until he got to top cut, obviously. It's really cool though. Really cool. Let's see. So there are Kyogre cards in rotation.
Yeah. So like right now, the main one came from Primal Clash. You've got mm-hmm. Kyogre EX. And Primal Kyogre EX, and basic like there is a deck that kind of runs with it. They call it like a water toolbox deck where you use more water Pokemon, but this one would be like your main attacker in the water toolbox if you were making this deck.
Yeah,
because it's the Primal Kyogre EX, which is like a Mega Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Its attack Tidal Storm does 150 damage, and you move 2 energy from this Pokemon to one of your bench Pokemon, and this attack does 30 damage to each of your Pokemon's. Each of your opponent's benched Pokemon EX. So, like, the theory is you'd get 2 Primal Kyogres up, and you'd, like, attack with one and move the energy back to the one on the bench, and you'd have a Manaphy on your bench. And Manaphy has an ability called Aqua Tube, where anything that has water energy attached would be able... It has free retreat. So you swing with one Primal Kyogre EX, you switch out to the other one, swing with that one. So it doesn't matter that the energies are flowing back and forth between the two
mm-hmm.
because you just keep an ability to keep spamming this 150 damage. And then with the 30 damage to each of your opponent's bench Pokemon, 4 attacks knocks out a Shaymin EX. So you're
putting
out
constant pressure.
Yeah, it's constant pressure with it. I mean, it is 4 energy. It's 3 waters and a colorless to do Tidal Storm.
Mm-hmm. That's not so hard to do, though, really. Because like, you have max elixirs and such, too, and there's a lot of ways to attach energy now.
Yeah, you have to get it up to Kyogre EX, and I don't think there's a Spirit Link for Primal Kyogre EX.
There is.
There is? Okay.
There's a Kyogre. So, you have Mega wait, is Primal considered Mega?
I don't know.
It does
say Mega on the card. It says Mega on the card.
Okay, so you can Mega Turbo as well. So you kind of have this energy... You can,
and it does have the like what do you call it, Omega ability or whatever. When you attach an energy from your hand to this Pokemon, you can attach 2 energy cards instead.
Oh yeah, so you've got a lot of like
you
did a lot of ways to get that built up over time.
But it, I mean, it's a little bit slower than other things that are going right now, and it's
compared to 2 or 3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If it's 2-shotting, you're a little bit behind. But it does have a massive 240 hit points, so it's a pretty strong card for Primal Kyogre. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't suggest running it, but, like, hey, if you want to, go ahead.
If Kyogre's your favorite Pokemon, go ahead and run it. I mean...
It's not like it's not viable. It can do something.
It'd be fine at League, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely fine at League. Right. Like, you'd be doing pretty... You'd be sitting pretty. Be definitely sitting pretty.
All right, talk about trivia for this Pokemon?
Yeah.
There's a little bit that'd be kind of interesting. Primal Kyogre is the only Pokemon to be immune to fire type moves that does not have Flash Fire
Ooh.
As an ability. That's kind of like everything else is like, oh, Primal Kyogre has base special attack and special defense stat and base stat total of all water. It's the heaviest water Pokemon. And or as you can, if you use Kyogre with Surf, or use, if you have a Kyogre that knows Surf, you move faster and have a special animation.
Hmm.
So it's like Sharpedo.
That's cool.
It's one of those special ones.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that. Yeah.
Palace Maven Spencer has a staff with Kyogre's markings on it. He's from the Battle Frontier, I believe.
Yes, he's from the original Battle Frontier.
He's like the old guy, whatever. Yeah.
I think like the origin of Kyogre might be my favorite thing, though. Based on the Hebrew legend of the Leviathan, it's an unconquerable primal master of the sea. And its counterparts were the Behemoth and Ziz. Just as Kyogre is in conflict with Groudon, it is said that at the end of time, Leviathan and Behemoth would start a battle that would kill them both. And the Hebrew word for Leviathan is now used for whales in modern Hebrew, which may be why Kyogre's appearance also draws inspiration from whales, especially the orca whale. But as you might know, orca whales are not actually true whales.
They're dolphins.
They're dolphins. They're big old dolphins.
Giant dolphins that kill things like seals.
So before we get Thatch started again on orca whales, I'd like to note that Kyogre's pretty awesome. And
it is. It is a very cool Pokemon. It's actually one of my favorite to run in VGC right now. Like VGC 16, which is going to die in like a month, which I'm so happy about. Like VGC 16's been fun. But I'm okay with just saying goodbye to it.
Yeah.
I'm okay saying goodbye to it. I will not miss it. I will not miss it at all.
I never played it, and I won't miss it either.
Maybe I'll miss it in 2019 when, like, Solgaleo is, like, the most overpowered Pokemon ever. Or, like, Time Warp Space Dialga is a thing.
I just imagine it would be, like, kind of like what Emboar does with, like, Reckless.
Mm-hmm.
But just deal psychic. I guess the man guess what it's gonna do. It's just gonna be like, here's like double edge, some like psychic variant, some steel variant, some like fire variant of like double edge, the flare blitz. But like that's all I imagine. I just think, okay, recoil.
I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. We'll see if we get those Diamond and Pearl remakes. But yeah, in the meantime, guys, if you could go check out the PucklePodcast.com website. You can check out all these awesome things, a lot of articles about Pokemon that you can go read about, including this one about the Alolan Charizard that doesn't exist. So go check that out, guys. Have a lot of fun.
My concern is PucklePodcast.com won't be around for very much longer.
Why is that your concern?
Because I don't know. Is there any way you can assure my concerns of that it won't be around much longer?
Thank you to the patrons at patreon.com. They've been providing us a lot of funds here. So we actually renewed the website for the long haul. So you guys now own my soul until April of 2020.
okay, I feel reassured now.
Before it was 2017, and so now it's been renewed until 2020. Be happy, guys. I'm going to be here for at least another 3 years, apparently. But no, thank you. Honestly, it's really great to be able to do this without having to worry about spending it out of my own pocket. And I'm very happy to do this show for you guys for another 3 years, maybe another 10 years. Who knows how long? So thank you. But we are gonna kick it on over, guys, to the mailbag.
It's mail time. It's time for the mailbag. Check your inbox. It's time for the mailbag. Mail!
And on to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the energy drink Green Tauros. The energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
Yeah, enthusiasm. All right, and as always, if we decide any of these people are worthy of the Green Tauros badge, we will give it to them. So here we go. Let's jump right on in. Our first email here this week is going to be from a new emailer, Walnut Page 39. Hi, Puckle Crew and community. Walnut Page 39 here. This is the first time I'm writing into the show. I just signed up on the website and will start being active once I have time. Backstory. I stopped playing Pokemon after Black and White 2 because they had changed the handheld system, and at the time I wasn't working yet. I completely went out of Pokemon, and believe it or not, I have never checked anything about X and Y onwards, even gameplay. I might live in a pineapple under the sea. I started really slowly in summer of 2015 getting into Pokemon. When I was walking, stumbled upon a card shop, went inside and saw that they were selling Roaring Skies boxes. Bought it from there, and I decided to maybe start collecting cards. 4 months ago, I started a new work, and since I work alone most of the time, my friends gave me the idea of checking out podcasts. I wanted to know about Pokemon, and I found Puckle. Now, because of you guys, I started not long ago from Pokemon Platinum from Zero on my old 2007 DS that I thought didn't work anymore, but still does surprisingly. Yesterday, I bought a 3DS, finally, and will probably be buying Moon X Alpha Sapphire, trying to get into competitive or close to it. Now on to the mailbag question. I have forgot our mailbag question last week was, what Pokemon have you forgotten about? I have forgotten about all Pokemon already, since the only news I hear are your voices, and I don't know anything about what they look like. Yes, I'm keeping my eyes virgin to Pokemon news, as I like to play a game that I know almost nothing from. Even though I listen to you guys, I forget everything a day later. Now I need to go back to studying. Thank you guys for making my work days less boring and being awesome. Well, you're welcome.
Well, if your only news is, like, knowing our voices and don't know anything about what they look like, Thatch is about, like, an average height dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty average.
He's got dark hair. He's got beautiful eyes.
That's true.
He's a little pudgy, but he's working on it.
I'm working on it.
I'm a big dude. Dark hair, dark eyes. Shamu is actually a shuckle.
Yeah.
Looks like IRL, he's a shuckle. That's pretty impressive. It's astounding how, like, useful he can use technology. But, like, there it is.
Science is amazing. Oh, man. Shamu, you want to get this next one from Agent Damien?
Yeah, 1 second. Is this the right one? Yeah, it is. Okay. Greetings, Puckle. Agent Damien reporting in. And here at Team Rocket Research and Development, we have been doing extensive research on the value and popularity of the many species of Pokemon for the Celadon Game Corner. In our research, we have found that while many Pokemon are extremely popular, there are a few undesirables that we would never capture for the profits and glory of Team Rocket. The absolutely most unforgettable, and might I say worthless Pokemon in all existence would have to be Quillfish. According to our research, I bet you forgot Quillfish was even a Pokemon. I mean, you never even see them in Johto, their native habitat. As such, we have deemed in our profit and loss reports that the effort in catching and attempting to sell Quillfish would result in the loss of 1,000 Pokédollars per Pokémon caught, making it the most undesirable and forgettable species in all of Pokémon. Until my next report, all hail Giovanni's flip-flops. Agent Damien, Team Rocket. I've got, like, an address here.
Yeah, no, it's a hilarious address, too. He did this last week, I think. Viridian Gym, R&D, 1 Viridian Way, Viridian City, Kanto Region, 1-800, Evil Org, Extension 6.
Wait, what's that little number at the bottom?
That's how you would dial Evil Org, 384-5674. I wonder if that's a real number. I wonder if somebody has that, and, like, they use it as, like, Evil Org. Now we gotta try it.
One minute.
All right, moving on. Gator, you want to get this next one from Alice?
All right. Aloha, Puckle. Alice again. Writing in to say that I forgot Morlul and intend to forget him again as soon as I'm done writing this. I mean, you and me both.
Yeah.
And in reply to a certain Infernape, some of us humans only take Pokemon that we have befriended and want to join us. Some of us have fight against cruelty and want equality for all sentient beings. Hashtag not all trainers. Also, Dartrix becoming a firefighting would be awesome and certainly a twist on the dynamic. Maybe his stage 2 is all tendered with a flaming bismuth? Oh my, Sableye tell me that was probably a mistake and it was supposed to be a Torracat. Either way, it could be cool. I'm firmly Team Rowlet or Popplio. If Fingers crossed, Populio goes grunge at stage two. Sorry about the high word count, Alice. And Alice, you seem to have misspelled Litton.
That's... Misspelled Rowlett, right?
No.
Rowlett's there. She spelled it right.
Litton is that's the Pokemon.
We've just driven this joke into the ground. Oh, that's not the starter we like. He misspelled it.
That's wrong. It's just Litton every day.
All right. Our next email is from Morgans. Morgans here again, having not written in for a minute, busy. I'm sure by the time the next episode rolls out, Thatch and Co. will have found the results of the vast data mine. We did.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lean towards Fluffiest views of wishing I had just gone, wishing I'd been going in blind. Just imagine, is that a fluffier Vulpix? It must be hugged. Hand me my Pokeballs. All of them. Still, I have to get a hold of it nonetheless. For the mailbag question, I love writing down random teams of pokes for characters, so I keep all Pokemon, Gen 7 included, in mind, except I completely spaced us receiving our mythic Magearna, as well as Kamala. I assumed he was fake and wasn't actually aware of him being an official Pokemon. Poor Log. Side note, the demo just assumed my gender.
I love that too. They just, hey, your name is Sun.
And you're a boy. To be fair, the boy, like, boys are definitely, like, the demographic that's hitting it the hardest. So, I am not mad.
Did you just assume our demographics?
No, I didn't assume. We have data.
Yeah, that's for Puckle. I'd say Pokemon's probably about 50-50.
Pokemon's probably pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Shamu, you want to get this next one from Camion?
Yep, Camion? I got it.
Camion?
Cam Thatch and Superior co-hosts, Camion here. Been listening for about 4 months and figured it's time to write in. I'll get right to it. Hoppip. That's right, the Magikarp of Gen 2. Hoppip had so much potential to be a good grass type, if that were a thing. That's actually sadly true.
Yeah.
To a good degree. Except like Ferrothorn, but...
Ferrothorn's pretty good.
Yeah. Except, well, Steel. So that's good. But, Game Freak, however, decided, let's make another Magikarp. But wait, there's more. Unlike Magikarp, let's not give an evolution that is one of the strongest in the game, if you're only willing to work to train this adorable mon. The only reason this mon came to mind is I have been replaying Heart Gold. I ran into a trainer outside Gold Run with two Hoppip. My Quagsire made quick work of them. My Quagsire, my water and ground type. Despite being adorable, Game Freak has banished poor Hoppip into Pokemon anonymity. There he goes in the box with Bidoof and Dunsparce. Poor little guy. Anyway, love the show and keep up the good work. P.S. Love the community and the TCG cast. Hashtag Free Jashiro. Hashtag Free Snag. Hashtag Roast Thatch.
Well, you just gotta fill out the survey and you gotta talk on the iTunes reviews.
And Jushiro and Snag are free any episode of Puckle Podcast. You can list any one of them and get all the Snag and Jushiro you want.
As long as you think they're free, they're free.
I let them come out to record, you know.
Yeah. Back in the box. Back in the box. You want me to take this next one from Jacob?
Yeah, yep, grab that next one from, I don't know what he calls it. Yeah, Jacob the Lucha Libre.
Oh, hold on. That's a title. Let's get to it.
I love this title.
Greetings, Thatch, and whoever he has. That would be Shamu and Gator, thank you. It is I, Jacob, the Halucha Libre World Snorlax Weight Champion. In my free time, between forcing jabroni machamps all around the world to submit to my crippling wing-based submission hold, I figured I'd ride into this week's mailbag. I was able to forget about everyone's pal Landorus T for almost 7 whole days before Thatch brought him up again. Oh, what a blissful time that was. I remember it as if it was only 3 weeks ago. A week of no complaints regarding the meta. A week where I could be happy. A week where adventure throughout the world of Pokemon was happy and full of glee. But that all came to an end because Thatch brought him up again. Hashtag Roast Thatch. But in all seriousness, I can't remember what pokes I've forgotten because I can't remember. It's the classic Neville Longbottom remember-all problem. HK, Uye, No Ye, Ife, Apfle. It's pig Latin.
That's probably one of the more original catch you on the flip flops.
All right. From Jacob.
But yeah, you're not supposed to remember the Pokemon you forgot. It's fine.
That's what if you're not familiar with Harry Potter, there's a magic device that lights up when you've forgotten something. But the Neville problem is he's forgotten the ball that lights up.
It's like the people that tie the strings around their fingers and they don't remember what the string was tied there for. And it's hilarious. I like this one. This last one is going to be from Chia. Alola, Thatch and co-host. The demo for Sun and Moon has been blowing me away. All of the animations look amazing, and after every interaction with Kakui, I find myself enjoying his design more and more. His shades look great. Also, who needs bikes when you have a Mach 5 Tauros? As for Pokemon I have forgotten, it saddens me that I completely forgot about Chatot. How could this happen? I love the Cry feature in Gen 4 and found Chatot to be a great entertaining Pokemon for post-game. Sadly, as the years have passed, I have forgotten about this majestic maestro of music. So we all know there are Pokemon we have forgotten, but I know there are Pokemon I would have rather forgotten. First up is Alolamola. It could have been an awesome evolution for Love Disc, but no. Pokemon Company ain't about that life. The only good thing about this Pokemon is its hidden ability. The only other Pokemon that deserve to replace Chatot's forgetful spot in my brain are the elemental monkeys. I don't really have a reason, except that the starters outshine them. No, that's absolutely true. They're garbage.
Also, Azumamola, one of our former listeners, if he's listening, we still remember Alolamola. It's okay.
Yes, I remember Azumamola.
I remember that more than I remember Alolamola. So.
I do. When you said it, I'm just like, no, that's a Pokemon. Azumamola is definitely a Pokemon.
Nope. That's a listener.
Maybe he'll send an email in next time.
I hope so,
now that we've called him out. Well, the time is ticking down to the release date, and I'm still journeying through the darkness known as old Puckle episodes. Oh, God, bless your soul.
Go backwards, don't go forward.
Yeah, go backwards, don't go forwards. That's 100. That way you know when to stop. You know when you've had enough. Hopefully I can make it through the episodes to find the hidden treasure. Thatch's number. I hope.
Wait, is that really a treasure, though? I don't think that's a treasure.
I don't know if it's a treasure. It is definitely in the older episodes.
Yeah.
It is definitely there. People can find it if they dig hard enough.
If you want Thatch's phone number, just go in any kind of bathroom in Ohio, right? You're just going to look at written up on the wall, and it's because there was a secret little Team Rocket thing we did where we, you know, put that he'd come in, like, go to your house and watch Pokemon movies with you.
But that costs $100 a month now.
But now it costs $100 a month. But the phone number's still on the bathroom wall, so just go find it.
Oh, man. Okay, I hope everyone is getting as excited for Sun and Moon as me. I look forward to the release date and my inevitable sleep-deprived state. Laters, Chia. That's what he says. And then he's gonna cut me and you off, Gator, and say, P.S., did you know you can help Puckle by completing the Puckle podcast survey and potentially win prizes? # hopefully beating Thatch to the punchline.
Actually, no, you didn't, because he got to it earlier in the episode.
I did, actually. So. I did mention it.
He remembered.
I did remember. That and the iTunes reviews. Don't forget the iTunes reviews. Those help as well. But that is it for this week's mailbag. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. We apologize if we did not get to your email this week. But there is good news, though. Next week, you can shoot us an email at PucklePodcast@gmail.com and tell us what your favorite or least favorite part of the Pokemon Sun and Moon demo has been. We look forward to those replies.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't give out a green Tauros bag for this episode.
100% true. So do you guys have somebody in mind?
Yes, Azumamola, in the hopes that he'll write in again.
I think he already has it.
Actually. I think he has it already, actually, to be honest.
I think he actually has it. That'd be pretty good.
I didn't even write in.
I want to click this. I assume he has it. I honestly assume he has it. Let's see.
Does he? I'm pretty sure he does, though.
He doesn't, actually.
Oh, he doesn't? Can we give it to him?
I mean, I think it'd be breach of contract.
Yes, it would be. Yes.
I like Jacob's email.
I'm down with, because I liked his title.
Yeah.
I liked his title. Jacob the Hawlucha Libre World Snorlax Weight Champion.
Also, I like that his subject was mailbag.
Yes, that is very nice.
I love mailbag.
Jacob, you can submit for the Green Chorus Badge on the PucklePodcast.com website. All right. And so that is it. If you guys want to do more Puckly goodness throughout the week, you can come to PucklePodcast.com. Check us out there. You can also follow us on social media at PucklePodcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/PucklePodcast on Facebook. You can like us there. You can also tumble with us on Tumblr at PucklePodcast.tumblr.com. Subscribe to our subreddit where we have an active base there just doing awesome posts. That is r/Puckle. You can follow us on Twitch at The Puckle Podcast. The is very important at that point.
If you wanted to actually have some content on Twitch, you can tweet at us and write us on Facebook.
Please do. Remind me to set aside some time during the week to do that.
Thatch has a wife, and she, like, listen, she takes up, like, 90% of, like, decision power. It's going to take a lot more of us than it takes of her, because for every one vote from us is 9 votes from her. So we have to give a lot of votes to Thatch to convince her to be like, look, there's people that want to see me and have me play video games for them. So you're going to have to work hard.
I really like doing it. I really do enjoy doing it, so... maybe we'll do some this week. I'll probably have some time.
Make a new team or something. Make a new team or something.
Yeah,
for
we
it.
Can do like, something. It'll be fun.
You got a few teams in the works, so.
Yeah. So we were going to, also, if you want to, you can review us on iTunes. It's very, very, very helpful. It also gets Snags podcast out and releases him from the dungeon. So go ahead and do that. We need 19 more of those reviews to hit 250, and that's when we'll start doing that monthly show. In addition, as we said, fill out the survey, PucklePodcast.com/survey. We're ending it this week, and then we'll be announcing the winner of the prize. So go ahead and do that if you want to have a chance of winning an awesome Pokemon-related prize. And finally, if you have not already, go ahead and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. We have an awesome number of people supporting us. Our newest one was actually just Joe. Thank you, Joe, for becoming our top patron, actually, at $20 a month. Thank you very much for that. It's very much appreciated. We're almost to that $200 mark where you guys start getting, you can get a soundtrack for the, for the Puckle bumpers. So if you want to jam out to closing time, we need like $5 more.
And for another $200, we'll throw Bo in a garage with a guitar and make him record again.
Yeah, so I think that's the way to do it. I think that's honestly the way to do it. I told him to do it the other week, and he just didn't do it. It's all right, though. And finally, one last thing. I promised Etsy shirts last week, and they are now up. So if you go to PucklePodcast.com and go to shop, you can get there. We're also Etsy.com/shop/PucklePodcast. There are new shirts up there. There's a new style of just plain Puckle Podcast shirt. Corsola Cola shirts are up there, and also Green Toro shirts are up there. So check those out if you got the time, and make your purchases. Some people already did, but I want to see if we can get more, and then I'll just do a massive shirt making session. So there we go, guys. Check that out. And I have been Trainer Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
And I'm Gator.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Flip side. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.